Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark Zoll back with the Plan Vision Podcast. Hopefully you're going to get through this with a weakened voice. Talking to retirees or just the pre-retirees, folks getting close, ready to live off their money. Let's go through this. I have a comment I want to make. How are you going to do it? How are you going to live off this money? You're going to get maybe some pension, you get some Social Security or something else, maybe get some rental income or something. But many of you have saved money for your future, and it will be time soon, if not already, to live off of that money because you need it. Well, you save this money, right? And you need it. Most of the people that we work with that have been saving over the years have bought stocks in some form. Maybe individual stocks or mutual funds or ETFs, maybe through an employer-based plan, whatever. You bought them and now you have them. And they've probably done well for you. Now, you don't want to hear from people about this. Not everyone, but some people as they go into retirement, they're going to set aside enough money in cash so that when the stock holdings go down or the market is down, they won't sell. You know what I think about that? Well, good luck. Or never selling when the market's down in retirement. I understand the sentiment completely. You feel like you're taking a loss. But I don't think it's going to happen, nor do I think you even need to worry about it. Selling when the market is down is hardly going to ruin your plan. You know, most people are only selling a very small portion of their portfolio at any given point in time anyway. Let's say you have a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds, roughly, and you need 4% a year. Well, you're only selling 2.4% of your overall mix. And if that's down 10%, 15%, 20%, 25%, that's virtually nothing. Another consideration too is how do you really define down? Maybe you have some sort of scheme that you're going to use. Is it 4%, 8%, 25%, 50%? Well, that's down, right? What if it was up yesterday and now it's down 1.5%? Well, I'm going to wait till it goes back up till maybe tomorrow, the next day. Oh, wait a second. Now it's down another 3%. But I need the money. So this is where it can get a little bit difficult, I think. I'll give you a more extreme example. Let's say the market from one day to the next is down 50% and you were 100% in stocks. And you need to take out 4% of your portfolio that day. Well, at that point, were it me, yeah, I'd probably wait to take it out. But I just gave you a crazy example. If you're selling every quarter, which is what a lot of people would do, and the market's down 10% from the last time you sold, are you really not going to sell stocks as part of your distribution? I would point out that if you have money in cash to cover, that's fine. But if you have extra money in cash, you are conceding some returns over the long run. So just bear that in mind. Also, what if there's an extended period of time of the market being down? 2, 3, 4 years, however you're defining down. And then if you only live off cash, what's happening to your plan? You are becoming more aggressive. So you have to acknowledge that and accept that your portfolio will now be more aggressive because of this. This is one of those things that I think in theory is a very reasonable approach, for sure. But I also think it's something that most people are just never going to do. And just as importantly, it isn't even necessary. I would select your target asset allocation. Just try to stick with it, withdrawing money in a tax-efficient way. Now, it's not going to be perfect, and it doesn't have to be. Most plans are solid anyway that are in this kind of position. But it should work fine and take the guesswork out of trying to figure out when is the market down and how much to sell and where to sell it from. So I would select your target asset allocation and just try and stick with it, taking out money in a tax-efficient way. Now, it's not going to be perfect, but it doesn't have to be. This will help take some of the guesswork out of figuring what exactly is a down market. And then also it helps prevent the idea of you getting more aggressive over time.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.